USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the United States leads the world in a coronavirus vaccines with Operation Warp Speed, U.S. pharmaceutical giant Pfizer and its German partner BioNTech said they have applied for the European Medicines Agency, or EMA. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden's win in battleground states of Wisconsin and Arizona was confirmed following a partial recount in Wisconsin. The FBI is now involved in President Trump's claim of massive voter fraud using voter fraud information collected by Amistad Project, the project's director, Philip Klein, on Newsmax TV.
Well, it is a good sign, and there are actually other investigations ongoing, which we cannot speak about. There are good questions for the Federal Bureau of Investigation, but what our data shows is what we call the blood in the street. It's after the crime is committed, what evidence is there to show that a crime has been committed? And we have identified hundreds of thousands of ballots.
Philip Klein is the former Attorney General of Kansas. USA Radio News.
Greg Kelly Reports is breaking ratings records. It's the hit new show on Newsmax TV. President Trump was recently on Greg Kelly, and every night more than 2 million people tune in. Kelly is a former combat Marine pilot and White House correspondent. He's asking the tough questions the media won't. Tune in to Greg Kelly on Newsmax at 7 p.m. Eastern. Plus, watch Newsmax for Dick Morris, Rudy Giuliani, Michelle Malkin, Alan Dershowitz, Diamond and Silk, Mike Huckabee, and a lot more. Newsmax is on all major cable systems like DirecTV, Dish, Xfinity, Cox, Optimum, Spectrum, Fios, and more. If you don't get Newsmax, call your cable operator today. Tell them you want it. Plus, watch Newsmax TV for free on Roku, Zumo, YouTube, Pluto, Apple TV, and even smart TVs like Samsung Plus and LG. Newsmax is already one of America's top cable news channels. Find out why. Watch it today. Newsmax is real news for real people. You should watch Newsmax.
The Trump campaign is filing a lawsuit to the Wisconsin Supreme Court Tuesday, alleging abuse around the process of absentee voting in the state, which they say affected approximately 220,000 ballots. Violence has been on the rise across the nation. Breaking down the study, USA Radio News' Val Dior has details.
The Major Cities Chiefs Association represents the police chiefs in America's 68 largest cities, and the report is a scale of protest disorder that swept the nation this summer, as well as the impact it had on police departments. There were some 8,700 protests between May 25th and the end of July, which contributes to nationwide spikes in violent crime, as well as many police retirements and resignations across the nation. Of the protests, the MCCA estimates roughly 7% were violent, with widespread use of rocks, bricks, fireworks, and bats to assault officers. 72% of agencies saw officers injured over the 2 months, totaling over 2,000. 97 police cars were burned, and 85% of departments reported protests are still ongoing. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Somewhat of a mediocre game, the Seattle Seahawks beat the Philadelphia Eagles 23-17 in last night's Monday Night Football game. After the loss, head coach Doug Peterson tells us where the team needs to go from here.
We've battled with a lot of injury, a lot of different moving parts up front with the offensive line, guys in and out. You know, it's just we haven't had the consistency and the continuity that you would like week in and week out. That you look at offenses around the league that have stayed together and have stayed healthy, there's continuity and there's consistency there, and we just haven't had that this season. And it's something that we don't make excuses for it. It's where we are, and we have to get better.
Eagles quarterback Carson Wentz is all ears when it comes to turning things around.
Yeah, I mean, listen, when we're stagnant like that as an offense, you know, I'm all ears. You know, whatever coach is confident in, however we can, you know, get some momentum or pick up a first down in that case early in the game. So, obviously it's a tricky thing to navigate, but I think, you know, if it's going to provide us the spark that we need, hopefully going forward it can in those situations. But, yeah, I mean, obviously we just didn't do enough all around tonight. I said it last week, you know, this is what you sign up for. And as a quarterback, ever since you're a kid, you know, you're prepared for any of those. Nothing's ever guaranteed. And so for me, I don't think about that, though. I just try and go out and be the best player I can be in practice, prepare my tail off, compete my tail off. I don't think about those things. I'm going to give it everything I got every time I step on the field.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.